This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
No place to go. Let it snow. Swap in.
Corn for popping. Alrighty, folks. Christmas time. Two days till the big man starts sliding down some chimneys. Helping us make sense of life and the pursuit of good football is our dear friend, Mr. Rick Doc Walker. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline. What's up, Doc?
What's
How
up,
are you?
Rick?
Gentlemen, hello, Brian.
How you doing?
On all ears. It's all good, man. This time of the year, it overshadows no matter what happens on or off the field. And it's good to acknowledge that. And I'd like to join you guys with giving love to Tress Way. It reminded me of 1981, the first Pro Bowler with Joe Gibbs. Was Mike Nelms. So special teams is always the tip of the spear. And So that's a good sign that we're headed in the right direction.
Well said there. I imagine he's a guy you know. I imagine you're pretty happy for Tress to make his third Pro Bowl at, 35 years old is pretty cool.
Well, hey, winning teams have great specialists.
Yep. When I said Tress is normal, you've been around a lot of kickers and punters.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for saying he's probably the most normal person you ever seen?
Yeah, I smile with it because, Mosley, but again, real championship teams, it's in the blueprint. You have unusual individuals who dominate. On teams, teams that take it serious. So, we talk about quarterback and we talk left tackle, we talk cornerback and edge rusher. Those are my top four. But then the fifth one is an all-star special teams player. He might be covering the kick. He may be like Reggie Branch busting up wedges. Might be like Otis Wansley, who's the best I ever played with. But you got to have them. And if you don't have them, you usually don't win.
Absolutely. Unfortunately for this team, truly, I think if you had the breakdown of the three phases, the coverage unit, both on punts and kickoffs, and the return units have been by far the best groups they've got.
Yeah. Yes.
By far.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, they haven't played complementary football, so even the good field position that created on both sides of that stuff hasn't really helped. Doc, where are you on the quarterback saga here?
Well, I'm not as much involved in it in terms of a saga. I don't like the fact that we're making excuses for any of them not to be prepared. if you have a guy on your team, that's the decision you made. They ought to be able to play. It's pro ball. But I realize the position itself is suffering. If you only have 12 guys you'd fight for. But that's their job. If the third team guy comes in and can't play, you chose him. You kept him. You're training him. So it's an indictment upon your staff. Anybody that's not prepared, that's on you. This didn't sneak up on you. You've had all the options in the world to get it done. Either you don't select the right people, or you don't have the ability to help people get better once they get on your team.
Doc, we were talking earlier about this rivalry of Cowboys against Washington. And I know when I got here, nobody had to tell me anything because I can feel it. From right. The guys that were in the locker room to guys like you that were outside the locker room, hell, when you walked to the 7-Eleven, people were letting you know. How is this rivalry now when it comes to what you see? Because I know it's in you, but what do you see? You see anybody really caring about it like they used to?
Not to the level, but then again, it depends on the fan base because we're fractured. We have people that enjoy the game but don't care who wins or loses. That's new for me. That's just generational. In 20 years, everybody may be that way because they have an investment in it and they get different rewards from it. The moment that it's not winner take all, I'm out. Mm-hmm. But that means that I'm out. It doesn't mean the system's going to change because the popularity of the league is at sky high. It's rocketed.
Yeah.
But they've added a lot of different components to it that, you know, not my cup of tea. But it's not going to change back to the old way. It never does. But I guarantee you the team that wins it all will be sound on teams. They'll be able to run the ball, and they'll have big play abilities. I don't think that's ever, ever going to change. You can make up all the excuses you want to, but I don't think you're going to be able to trick your way to a Lombardi trophy.
What do you think of the Christmas Day game? Did you ever play on Christmas?
I don't remember. I remember the Thanksgiving, but it gets blurred because when you're covering it, you're there, and it kind of blends into you as you age. You can't remember what you did because you know you were there, but it doesn't mean you were playing. You could have been there like J.P. Finley working.
That's true. Doc, one of the biggest question marks, I would say, or things you'd like to see go differently. What I know the way you watch the game, and I know you played the position at a really high level, and I know that there's a lot more to playing tight end than just targets and receptions.
Yeah.
What have you thought of Sennett this year and kind of the opportunities he's gotten?
I can only judge him from practice because he didn't get in the game. They don't put him in the games. But he's not alone. They got a witness protection program over there on their own. And I'm not around it enough to know it. B. Mitch would have to let us in on that. But they make you think they don't practice well. But when I've seen them, they've all looked the same. So I have no idea. I don't know why they don't believe in complementary football. And I don't know why they don't play their young. But I understand what you're saying. Don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, like, this is what I can tell you. Like, I know what I've heard people say about Sennett. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt like this. Nobody has to let me play.
Right.
Nobody has to just put me in. If I'm going to get in, I'm going to force my way in.
Yeah.
And that's the way I've seen football since I was in Little League. Now, I grew up with J.B. Banks back in Plaquemine when I was playing for the Plaquemine Saints. From yep. that moment I started playing football, nobody ever gave anybody anything. You had to earn it. And a lot of times when I hear people, you know, I've been in this town a long time now, and I hear people mm-hmm. praising those before they even get on the field because they like them.
Yep.
So I'm like, if I've always felt like this, if a guy's not playing, he ain't forcing himself on the field. That's just how I see it. You know, I don't think – they're not playing guys because they don't want to play them. They want to play you. But if you're not forcing your way on the field, then that's on you. No matter who it is. And like sometimes some guys can do it in a year, in half a year. Some guys take 2, 3, 4 years to get it done.
Yeah.
And if a team is willing to wait around that, because normally they don't wait that long, but when you get drafted, they'll wait a little bit on you.
Well, the higher you picked, the more leeway you have. I get that. But I haven't seen anything he does that's demonstrably bad. He's gotten a lot more aggressive at the line of scrimmage. All their guys give you effort. So the scary part is that if the effort is there, then his scheme, his technique, his attitudes, all the other things you can put into it. But why are we dissecting this? That's what they have a staff for. All we're supposed to do is comment on the results. It either happened or it didn't happen. The higher you pick, the more scrutiny. But half this town is begging for us to lose so they can get higher picks. And I'm going, okay, you think that automatically guarantees you different results? I don't.
That's that new age mindset.
How much does that drive you crazy, Doc, when folks are just talking about the draft pick?
No, it doesn't drive me crazy. I get it, and I'm not saying they're wrong. I can only go by my experiences. And, Brian, we lived in the same house for a minute. If the guy in charge doesn't go home when we had problems, he slept there. We know how he worked us because everybody hated it but understood that's the only way out. So that's all I know. I don't understand why the most successful person in the organization is not being mimicked. We're supposed to be a copycat society, right? Yeah. Don't think so. We do what we're comfortable doing, not what needs to be done. You're either in or you're out. And obviously, that's old school. I love it when people say, it's old school. No, it's winning. you don't like to win. You don't know how to win. You talk a good game, but your results are evident. So what are you going to do about it? That's all I'm saying. What are you going to do about it?
Talking with our friend Rick Doc Walker here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Doc a follow at Rick Doc Walker. What will your Christmas be like? Do you have Netflix? You going to lock in and watch this thing?
If I'm not there, because you know, doing post game, I got to be in position. I know you guys are off once the game ends. See,
no, we're not. Who are you talking to?
I
don't know who you talking to.
I got a live television show at 6:30 on Christmas.
He might be talking about everybody else. I know he's not talking about either one of us. Because this
dude
right
here. Why'd you ask the question? You know damn well you working all day. You doing something all day and half the night. I'm not mad they're not in prime time. I hate them in prime time. Because it means you get home at 4 a.m., 3 a.m. Yeah. I'll do it if it's worth it. But if you're going to stick up the joint, put you on at 1. That's what you deserve.
The Netflix thing is going to be interesting. Do we know? Is it broadcast locally? Or one of the local stations airing it also?
I don't have a clue.
I don't know. I know they do the NBA. They do a fine job. I'm impressed. It's been fun. It's been fun. When I saw Phillip Rivers, I just started thinking, you know how we joke with B. Mitch. We put B. Mitch in any category. Notice how we always say, oh, he could do it. He could do it. Don't think that when I saw Phillip Rivers out there, that the first thought came.
But you know what, though, I watched him last night.
Yeah.
And I was thoroughly impressed. And I think any young person watching football,
yes.
What I saw last night is a guy that not only knew what they were trying to do, he knew every damn thing San Francisco was trying to do to him.
Yeah.
And I'll be real. He got a little – San Francisco adjusted some things. Mm-hmm. He hadn't been playing football a long time this year.
5 years.
So as that game went on, he got a little slower.
Yeah.
And his offensive line, they couldn't dissect what they were doing. But early in that game – he was telling them what the defense was in, who to watch, where to line up. This man called out. Whoever was the offensive coordinator this week, they money should go to Phillip Rivers because he dissected everything. And if you are a guy playing football and you only know what you're trying to do and not know what the other people on the other side are trying to do to you, And hell, don't know what you have been giving off to them. You shouldn't be in the league, man. They got to figure out a way to be as in-depth and as thorough as he was.
You saw what I saw. How in the hell can multimillionaires allow that man to be coaching high school?
I don't get
When you in last place. And that's why I say, but we all know, because that's what happens when you don't really have to win. It's not life or death. It's really not life or death for any of us. It's fun. You chase it any kind of way you want to, but you're pulling for the home team. And because we've won before and we know what it looks like, what it tastes like, we'd like it again. There's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. that. But, hey, man, they built the game up in a way. I remember when it was $500 a week in training camp. It's $500 a minute now. So you can't hate. You got to adjust with the times. But I don't have to enjoy it, and I don't.
It's an interesting season, man. Last night, you know how, like, just pictures and stuff pop up on your phone all the time? Mm-hmm. Yep. Last night I had a year ago yesterday, so 366 days ago, was the comeback win over the Eagles at home. And the video popped up on my phone. It is remarkable, and injuries are a huge factor of it, but just how much everything has gone sideways this year.
But what it shows you, nothing is guaranteed. You got to always be working as hard as you were the previous year and adjusting things as you need to try to stay a little bit above or ahead of somebody else.
Well, dude, you know what else I was thinking about? And I'm curious where you guys land on this. Like, eventually, usually a week or two after the season, Josh Harris, Adam Peters, and Dan Quinn are going to have a press conference.
Yeah.
That's what normally happens. For a long time, the owner wasn't involved in these. Now we have normal ownership. I expect Harris to be there. And I really respect DQ and AP. But whether it's me or somebody else, somebody has to ask the owner the question, how do you remain confident in these two to fix this? Mm-hmm. Because last year, we were all popping champagne. Everything was cool. Yeah. This year, it went sideways. So, ownership, what is your confidence level in these dudes turning this thing around? And
that's a fair question.
Right.
It's a fair question. And listen, I've been around this stuff a long time. I try my best to not just be involved with just the football player. I want to know every level. And I believe that it's going to be some aspect of what they saw last year because they saw how quickly it did it. And then they're going to understand the moves that were made this year, that you got to change that up a little bit. I've said over and over, Doc, where I felt that they got just like the fans were. They wanted to go because they were close last year. And you tried to go for it, and it was a mistake. It wasn't as smooth as you thought it was going to be. You didn't get the right people coming around. But you still knew you were building for something. But I had no problem with them going chase for it. Now that it's messed up, you better get back to that rebuilding.
And we got off the hook. Suppose you didn't have someone as competent as Mariota. Mm-hmm. Do you know how ugly this could have been?
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky. Even though a lot of people don't realize how fortunate they are to have him, they don't study the league. Most of the league is pathetic. This dude, you can win with him. At least you can win with him. But you keep running around the bushes. Until you get on the same page with how you win games, nothing will change. They don't believe in complementary football. So if you don't have Myles Garrett types on your defense, then you're fighting yourself. You don't believe in ball control. You're not going to run the ball until you feel like you have to, not because you want to or need to. Then who's the personality of your team? Who shapes that? And if I zip your lips and you can't talk, now what?
Doc, going into this offseason, what do you think is their biggest need? Pass rush?
Well, there's the four positions. Quarterback, left tackle, edge, and corner. What do you lack? Yeah. What have you got? You can say you got two of the four, three of whatever you say. I'll take you if you think 50-50. You have to get somebody that can attack and influence the opposition's quarterback.
Yeah.
You put too much pressure on your corners. So either you got to do, and I believe the quickest remedy is pressure as opposed to getting the talent. What if the talent gets a hamstring? Now you're stuck back to it. Is somebody going to admit that you've missed? Everybody misses. But this many? Is that just okay? Or would a coach been able to get more out of the people that you have that are in remission right now? Somebody's got to ask the question, okay, what do we do now? You picked him. He doesn't appear to be able to play, but maybe he can. So is it his level is low or your staff's inability to connect with him? It's got to be one or the other.
Interesting times for the Burgundy and Gold. Doc, if I don't see you, man, have a very Merry Christmas and hope we get to catch up soon.
No, no, no. You guys are off. I'll be in mopping the floors. And
We're not off, Doc. We're working every day.
I'm working Friday. Are you going to be in on Friday?
Is it a work day? Yeah. Hey, have you ever been to work and the custodian has not been in to clean the place up?
I haven't seen you sweep nothing, Doc.
What are you talking about? That office, you got to be kidding me.
Nothing. No,
I personally clean yours first.
Nah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the custodian is always there. You guys enjoy your holiday.
All right, man. See you, Doc. Take care. All
right, appreciate you. The one and only.
That boy is crazy. What he is.
Doc Walker. Let's ask a simple question. Can the Commanders actually win on Christmas? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. You know what song a Christmas song I heard? You know Sean Kingston, reggae dude?
Yeah.
He has a version of Little Drummer Boy that was awesome. Landy, see if you can track that down. It was really good. We haven't checked in with the Aquarium Boys. Jeff is back. Jeff, how are you, pal?
I'm good, JP. How are you?
I'm good, man. What are you doing for Christmas, Jeffrey?
Better not be on my porch. I'm going to shoot you.
You working the game?
I sent him a video this morning.
No, I'm not working this week, but I'll be there.
Of course you'll be there. Are you still frying up turkeys and everything?
No.
Because you have to go to the game?
Yeah.
So you're going to do it Friday or Saturday or anything? Or
no. I'm doing a brisket.
Smoking it?
Yeah.
Traeger?
How else are you going to do it?
I don't know. I've never made a brisket. I don't know how to – I don't know that I – any of the long the stuff that requires long cooking is not something I've ever done. I'm a speed man.
Yeah, you just cook steak. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And heat up beans in a can.
Yeah, it's a family recipe. simple question, Brian. Las Vegas does not think Washington has much of a chance this weekend. No, this Thursday. Commanders are now 7-point underdogs. Of the wagers, 73% of people betting the money line are taking Dallas at -325. 61% of the bets at -7 are on Dallas, including 72% of the money, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And that number keeps going up and people keep betting it. Now, some of that is Dallas being Dallas kind of gets like a different betting scope because it's just more fans and they'll throw a little cash on it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the Cowboys are 6-8-1 on the season. The Cowboys do have some really good wins. They beat much better teams than Washington has. Offensively, Dallas is performing at a really high level. Dak is playing well. Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are probably... I think fair to say that's the best wide receiver duo in the NFL this year.
Hell yeah, they have been awesome. But the thing of it, listen, man, a game like this where nobody thinks the other team has a chance, they have proven they can run the football. They have to find a way to be dedicated to the running the ball. And if they could turn this game into a sloppy, nasty game where they can run and begin to keep them all, keep that offense on the field, you know, depending on how things go early, that's a chance. But you have to establish a run. You're not going to get into a passing the ball contest against them because you're going to lose that one. But if you make it dirty, and you got to try some things on defense and offensively, this should be a game where we can say, okay, they can't do this. Let's make, after the game is over, make that be a
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fact. Too many times we go into the game where guys don't have a good run defense and we don't run the ball against them. Other teams go and play the same team and destroy them, and we got a better running game in there.
Defensively, Dallas comes into this thing 31st in the NFL in points allowed, 30th in yards allowed, dead last in pass yards allowed per game, dead last in passing touchdowns allowed per game. The run defense is marginally better, 20th in yards allowed. The Cowboys defensively are giving up 4.5 yards per carry. You'd love if Marcus could play because clearly you could beat them through the air.
Yeah.
I don't know that Marcus is going to play. I saw his hand yesterday. That joint is swollen.
He probably won't.
It doesn't seem like he's going to.
But I think it's going to be some level, a combination of
Driscoll and Johnson.
Driscoll and Johnson.
I do too.
Yeah.
The NFL's a crazy league. Think upsets happen. You never know what's going to happen. This does not look like an advantageous matchup for Washington. Just because Dallas can score. Like, last week going into the Philly game, and especially before Marcus went down, Washington was in. They had a lead at halftime, mm-hmm. right? They had a good game plan against Philly. But going into that game, my thought was, it's kind of up to Philly. If Philly plays at even their B minus B level, Philly should win that game. Yeah. They were the more talented roster, deeper, better. Philly probably played at about that level. And in the second half, once Mariota went down, it was cooked.
Yeah.
This week, I kind of think is about the Dallas offense because I'm with you. I think if Washington sticks with the run,
is Dallas offense still as into it as they were before they were out of the playoffs? See, that's another
fair
part
question.
Of this thing too, because against the Chargers, they were playing to be in the playoffs.
Now they're officially cooked. Well, I think they might have been cooked already because Washington had lost to Philly. Well, maybe they still had an outside shot at a wild card or something.
So I just think that it we have heard and we see when certain people can't play. You know what I'm saying? For certain level, when they don't have that certain thing pushing them, they shut down.
So Dallas won three in a row, right? They to climb kind of into a conversation, especially one thing to beat the Raiders, but then they beat the Eagles and they beat the Chiefs. Then they go to Detroit on a Thursday night for a must win. They lose that. They give up 44 in that game. Sunday Night Football against the Vikings 2 weeks ago, season on the line. They can't stop Minnesota. They give up 34 in that game. Last week against the Chargers, they gave up 34 again. Defensively, I mean, they are just a shell, and I believe a bunch of guys for the Cowboys defense are not playing. Mm-hmm. I think
they've been doing that already this year.
I believe Quinnen Williams isn't playing. He's a huge part of kind of what they do. I got the injury report from yesterday. Now they're all walkthroughs, so these are simulated injury reports. But Guyton, their tackle, was a DNP. The linebacker Overshown is in the concussion protocol. A bunch of linemen have issues. The kid Flournoy, that's looked pretty good for them. I think he's a rookie wideout, maybe mm-hmm. a second year wideout.
Number 19.
Yeah, he's on the injury report. Kevontae Turpin, a guy that's killed Washington in the past, on the injury report. Quinnen Williams is here with a neck. He was limited in a walkthrough. Javonte Williams, their running back, limited in the walkthrough. They're beat up, and I think it's a fair question how much. Sadly for Washington, they've been eliminated for a little while now, mm-hmm. and we've seen, really outside of the Vikings game, which was abhorrent, but Washington, despite the season being lost, has still played hard,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. Do we know how much Dallas will show up? Because I think, much like Philly last week, if Dallas shows up and plays their A game, I don't think Washington can keep up offensively. Dallas's offense is such, they might be able to score every time they touch the ball. They have home run hitters. They can run the ball. Like, they offensively.
So you have to limit that.
Right. So, you try to limit possessions, but.
We need a masterclass in play calling for Washington. Because, listen, Dallas doesn't stop the pass, and they're not good against the run. We have to do something against them. We can't go into this game and play into their hands of what they're trying to do. Find a way to dictate to them. And what we have not done. Every time we face a team this year that we say can't run, we didn't run, and we didn't throw the ball down the field. We got to find a way. And if we do that, then you keep their offense on the sideline a little bit more, and maybe they get to a point where they're like, hey, let's pull this thing back. You never know. But my whole thing, if you come out to play, you're trying to win a game. I don't want to hear no excuses after the game. You're trying to win the game.
Absolutely. And as for the draft position, like, the players on the field are trying to win the game. Full stop, period. Mm-hmm. The draft position, I do think now is when you can start to pay attention to this. I think with 4 weeks left when people were freaking out, made no sense. Look at what, like, New Orleans is doing. They've gotten hot. They're playing well. They're trying to build something with that rookie quarterback. You never know with a month left of football. Now we're at 2 weeks. Washington's going to be probably heavy underdogs in both these games. I think it's possible week 18 against the Eagles, we're seeing Tanner McKee and not Jalen Hurts, but we'll get there. We got time to figure that out. Right, this is two odd things I learned. One I just learned. The Washington organization has never played on Christmas Day.
Cool.
So First time for everything. They're playing this year on Christmas. And Washington is the only NFL team with just four wins. Mm. The Giants and the Raiders are there with two each. I won't be shocked if the Giants somehow pick one off in these last two. The Raiders ain't winning anything. That joint is broken. Cleveland, Jets, Titans, Cardinals all have three. I could see one of them picking something up, and then Washington will move ahead of that team because their strength of schedule is so significant. Right now, the Commanders would have the seventh overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Could that get a little higher? Yeah, they have to lose both of theirs, but I think some group of Browns, Jets, Titans, Cardinals could win another one, get to four, and then Washington bounces up. These are the little things to kind of watch.
I don't care about where they pick. You still got to pick the right people.
Ain't that the truth?
So I don't care if they get 7 to 9. If you can't find somebody in the top 15, that's a problem on you. Point blank.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got to talk about this DK Metcalf thing. It's this is a weird one. Nobody go anywhere. Sam Cosmi at noon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Who's singing here, lady? SWV?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Heard of her. Shout out to SWV, though. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen...
Those reindeer had a very shiny nose.
We've all seen the DK Metcalf thing by now, right?
Yep, I have.
The NFL came out, suspended 2 games for kind of swinging, but not really swinging. You know what I'm saying? Like,
He didn't swing. He kind of grabbed and pushed.
They said that the technical term the NFL went with was initiating a physical confrontation with a fan.
Yeah, he probably initiated it after he heard something. But I think the whole thing about it is, I don't want to hear what that guy said that he didn't say. Because for him to go over there like that, the guy said more than just his damn name.
Right.
You know.
Now, apparently these two have history. I don't know how a fan has history with a player.
Because he complained about that same guy before when he was with Seattle.
Right.
And if I complain about that guy when I was with Seattle, and that guy is back again, you think that guy all of a sudden was very nice that day?
So, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reported that the guy called Metcalf, I quote, something we both know you don't call a black man. The guy, whose name is Kennedy, what's my name? Ryan Kennedy is the guy, issued a statement through an attorney. At no point before, during, or after the incident did Mr. Kennedy use racial slurs or hate speech of any kind.
Mm-hmm. So now it's his word against DK's word.
Yeah, right.
And that lawyer ain't going to say nothing but what the guy told him.
Sure.
And he's getting paid by him, so he'll probably, if he know he said it, he'll still say he didn't say it.
So, we don't know what the hell was said, right? To me, this guy's a loser. But I don't know that DK needs to really interact. Like, I've worked forward field enough.
It's
like, you don't have to go backward. Like,
you don't have to.
It's not that close.
It's easy to say what you shouldn't do. Because that what DK did, I did that several times in Philadelphia when I went to play them. Because they had guys acting as
chirping,
ignorant
right.
as that. And the whole thing about it is, yes, I understand. This is what I mean. Players are held at a higher standard than everybody involved with the league. You're always got to be told what you shouldn't do. So shouldn't the league be protecting the players as much? If a guy comes into that in that game and says all kind of stuff, whatever, that then he should never go to another NFL game again. But, no, the player is the one that's going to get scrutinized. And, you know, the referees can call stupid calls all the time, cost people money, get them fired. They don't get scrutinized. So I understand. Maybe he should not have. But maybe somebody else shouldn't be in my place of employment pushing me to that level.
I think that's fair. Here's where I land with it. Steelers are 9-6. Ravens are 7-8. So they're now two games clear, right?
Yeah.
But DK is suspended now for two games right as the Pittsburgh passing
offense. He can appeal that.
So Pittsburgh has at Cleveland and then Baltimore at home to finish the season. I'm not even sure that two games is wrong. I'd be fine if it was one game. What I do take real issue with is this notion that based on Metcalf's contract, and this is probably written in there because he's had previous fines and stuff where he's had unsportsman and roughing stuff. Like, DK runs hot, undoubtedly. But they're saying that based on this incident, if the Steelers choose to, they could void the rest of his guarantees on the contract, which is $45 million. I don't think that incident validates that sort of money.
If his agent allowed that clause to be put in that contract, knowing he runs hot, that agent should not be negotiating no more damn contracts. And I don't care who he is. If he put that in with a guy that's hot under the collar, then he's crazy as hell. But in the bigger scheme of things, he did go and interact with the guy. He didn't do anything that was harmful that could have hurt that dude.
Thank God he missed the punch or whatever that was.
It wasn't even a punch.
Whatever
he,
it was.
He kind of grabbed and, like, just pushed off. He didn't punch. I know, and I understand, and that's what I hate so much about the way people word stuff and put stuff. He didn't punch him at all. He didn't throw a punch. He did a shove. All that stuff. So now we have to contemplate, did he punch him? He didn't punch him. In the NFL,
he kind of grabbed him and pulled him down.
When you're on a football field, if you throw a punch, if you swing at somebody, that's $25,000 on up. If you push them, they're not fining you $25,000. So he kind of grabbed and pushed somebody who has agitated him before, and you automatically go to two games?
Here's where I'm at. Two games, okay. If it goes down to one game, I'm okay with that. You can't do what he did. But you can't void his guarantees because of that. That's where I'm at. Like, you can't take $45 million away from a dude because of that.
Listen, bro.
I also don't think Pittsburgh will.
If
Pittsburgh has the choice, I don't think they will.
If the league is making all this money off of the players, I feel the league got to protect the players more than they do.
Can I make one more stance on this video, on this incident? The guy wearing a blue wig is an adult. You, sir, are a loser. Like, drop the wig. Like, I think we need to have a more reasonable conversation about what a dork this guy is. That's a paramount matter to me. Like, Lions fans, control your idiot, dopey friend. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.